We now need to get the good oil on the track, though, because it is going to be a big few days for Dermot O'Connor and his team. Dermot, good to see you here. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, guys. Welcome. Welcome to the Bourne. Happy Briley Day.
Yeah, it is a very exciting day indeed. And it's been an unusual build-up for you and your team, because usually we're talking about how much rain has hit the track, but you've actually had to water. So how has the build-up been?
Yeah, it's definitely been a very different experience. So we had to irrigate yesterday, and we've pretty much had to irrigate up to about 30 mil the last fortnight or so. So a lot different from the norm. But look, that's just part of it. You can't control the weather. You just work around it. And we've been very lackluster with rain. So look, that's just one of those things. But we're in for a good few days. I'm sure of that. So
just on that irrigation there yesterday, how much water did you put on? Was it a standard sort of procedure or anything different about the way you went about it yesterday?
So yeah, we went a little bit different. So we on average put on about 6 mil of irrigation. Yep. The inside rail, from the rail to about the metre and a half or 2 metres, was actually a full rating heavier. It was a soft 7. So
how does that come about?
Because of amount of irrigation that we've had to put on certain sprinklers, as much as you want to have it dead eye perfect, the end ones always end up being heavier, hence why that part of the track ends up being that bit softer. So what we decided to do was we turned off the inside 3 sprinklers to factor that those sprinklers factor that part of the track good, and then we just worked on different sections. Some, the firmer part of the tracks, we put on more irrigation. The front straight was a little bit softer, so we didn't put as much irrigation on. And what we've noticed, the track is a lot more consistent with the two track checks that we've done since then. So that's definitely helped us out.
So would you say it's now even across the entire track, the same ratings?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all the same ratings, all the soft 6 now. So we're really happy with that. So it should be a great few days.
How quickly do you expect it to chop out on the inside?
I think, to be honest, it might be not too bad. I think maybe later on today. Just depends on how cool this weather is and all of that sort of thing. The team have done a fantastic job with the renovation. We've really worked hard on the root growth and all of that, and that stops the flick out and the kick out. Obviously, having a softer track, you will have it more with more moisture. It's more likely to rip out. So the jump landings will have a bit of kick out. But other than that, I think it will be not too bad. It'll be obviously chopped up after 30 races and, multiple big fields. But I think by the end of today, maybe mid tomorrow or something like that, we might see some real big signs.
So do you think they'll be on the fence today, or they want to get off the fence? How do you see the pattern?
I think that they will start on the fence. Walking on the foot, they might feel, with that, they've turned it off, it's going to be on the inside. But then you've also got to remember the first 3 hurdles, they'll work their way all the way around. So they might go, work my way out. So obviously, historically, they start in, they work their way out. But then last year was an anomaly. They worked their way back into the rail. They were pretty quick to it. So and that's the beauty. It's the beauty of the 3 days. It's the art of the jockey, art of reading the race line and what they think's best. And it's great to watch. It really is.
The weather everywhere is unpredictable at all times. But in terms of what you're expecting over the next couple of days, what are the forecasts looking like?
So it's meant to be pretty much overcast today. They were suspecting a little bit of rain, maybe just a light scattering, but nothing too major. And then the next 2 days, beautiful sunny 18 weather.
Will you put more water on then?
Probably, yeah. So what we'll do is during the last end of the race, we'll do some more checks and just go from there. And then we'll just chip away. If we need to put more irrigation, we'll definitely will. We'll play the safer side of caution. Maybe tonight, who knows? We'll just wait and see how we go.
What's the mail? You got a tip?
Well, I'll probably go with a local and go with the back-to-back with Britannicus to go with the Briley, I think.
Alrighty.
So I think Stern Isle, it's unbelievable horse and been going unbelievable well. So I definitely understand the double backing, but you just got to go with the local,
the
I think. Yeah, 100%.
Well, he loves the Briley, doesn't he, Britannicus? Just quickly too, the preparation for the Grand Annual. We see it, toes of road, the hills, the paddocks. How much preparation goes into that course for Thursday as well?
Yeah, no. So what we did, what we learned from last year was we based on the Thursday, we actually moved the two of the bottom jumps over to the left, which actually gave them clearer ground. We'll be doing the exact same thing again, which is fantastic racing. It's much more smoother, a lot safer and better standard. So we'll be doing that. The paddocks are currently rated probably about a soft 7, more of a heavy 8. So hence why we suggested that it's on the heavy range. I would suspect that that might chop up a little bit. So hence why we'll move those couple of bottom ones, because the bottom ones are notorious to be a lot softer. So other than that, business as usual. Team have done a fantastic job. Can't thank them enough. They've worked entirely hard, and it's full credit to them.
Good luck today, Dermot. We will speak to you this time tomorrow morning as you prepare for day 2.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. Really do appreciate it.
Good luck, mate.